I'm Beck Bowman, and I am joined in the studio by Trio Fantastique. Trio Fantastique is made up of Ari, Uma, and Jordan, who have come together while still in high school to form a trio. They have entered the Strike a Chord competition for 2024 and have made it to the finals. They're off to Melbourne and they're here to tell us all about it. Ari, Uma, Jordan, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this trio came together to perform music and to enter this competition, right? Whose idea was it? How did you start?
Well, we were always inspired. So my brother and I went to go and watch Strike a Chord a few years ago, and we saw the Millennium Trio perform. So we were then like, that's our goal in the future. How do we get there? So then we reached out to Jordan's piano teacher who brought together the Millennium Trio, and we were like, if you have anybody you know, so we can form a piano trio group, we would be really, interested if you know anybody. And then he said Jordan, so that's kind of how it all developed.
Jordan, does that mean that you play the piano? Is a piano trio three pianos?
No.
No, it's made up of a violin, a cello and a piano.
And so who's the violinist?
I'm the violinist.
Jordan?
I'm the pianist.
And Ari?
I'm the cellist.
So together you make up Trio Fantastique. Who came up with the name?
We came up with the name together. There was a couple names, but we eventually decided on Trio Fantastique, yeah.
Is that because you are fantastic?
Yeah.
When it comes to heading to Melbourne, what did you have to go through to get to the point where you got to the finals and got sent off to the competition, got sent off to Melbourne?
So first we entered in an international competition before this. It went to New York and somehow we got in and managed to win that.
So, I mean, Strike a Chord is an Australian competition. But before you thought, look, we're not going to muck around. We're not going to go Australian. We are going to go international. We're just going to go right to the top.
Yeah.
How old are you, Jordan?
13.
I do not know what I was doing when I was 13, but it was not entering international music competitions. What was New York like?
It was unreal. I couldn't believe it when we made it in. But just the lifestyle and the difference and the culture between here, and especially going with a group of friends and going there to perform with a group of friends, it was just unreal. Performing in Carnegie Hall has to be one of the things on my bucket list.
Did you perform in Carnegie Hall then?
Yeah, we did.
You've already crossed that out. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. How much practice do you have to do?
Uma and I do about an hour and a half a day personally, and then Trio, we practice together about three times a week, just Uma and I, and then we probably catch up with Jordan once a week and a bit more than that before competitions, yeah.
Wow. So that's a lot of dedication that you put into music.
Yeah, we've been together for a while and we really know each other really well, and we've been doing it for a long time, so yeah,
Tell me about the breakfast cereal.
The breakfast cereal. That's quite the story. When we went to New York, first of all, before we went to New York, we didn't actually know if we were going to go. But Jordan and I decided that if we did somehow, by some chance, make it, we would go to this place that we found on Instagram, and we would buy this breakfast cereal, and it's these mini croissants. And it's just cereal, but mini croissants. It was in, I think it was in Brooklyn, right? Yeah, so the day of Carnegie Hall, it was the last day we could really do it. We decided that we were going to go and get this breakfast cereal. So we woke up really early. Jordan ran to our hotel, and we left to get the cereal. And when the train came, which I thought was our stop, but apparently it wasn't, there was this rat that jumped out. And Jordan was quite interested in the rat and started taking photos of it, so much so that he missed the train. Anyway, so I got on the train by myself, and not realising that he hadn't joined me. So then we got separated, and the people on my train were quite interesting. And then we eventually met up at the next station. Then we went to get this cereal, and I think it's the best cereal I've ever had. And we also went to the supermarket to get these really fancy Japanese strawberries. So we had croissant cereal with Japanese strawberries, and it was very good.
And did your parents know that you were on the train alone in New York?
Not really.
They know now. Yeah, they know now. Uma, you have been part of this trio from the beginning. You didn't go on a wild chase across New York for croissant, mini croissant cereal.
I did not. I was back at the hotel asleep. But yeah, it was. I got to try the croissants though, and they were really yummy. Ari saved them for the plane too. So
that is an excellent brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent, brother. So now that you are on your way to Melbourne, you're participating in the Striker Corps 2024 competition, you've already seen, international stardom. What is next on the goals for Trio Fantastique?
I think just getting to know, getting to play new repertoire, getting to do many other competitions and just having fun, because I guess that's what it's all about. But yeah,
100%. Jordan,
since we all love traveling so much, maybe in the future we could go on to participate in more prestigious international festivals. So Ari and Uma's parents, their mum especially, has suggested this one in Hungary, and it sounds really amazing, so maybe that in the future.
Jordan's voting Budapest. Uma?
I don't know. I think I'll go with him on that one.
You're going Budapest as well?
Yeah. I really just love travelling and seeing the world, and I think this is such an amazing opportunity to do it. So anywhere around the world, I'm so happy with.
Jordan, Ari and Uma, everyone, they are Trio Fantastique. They are taking over the world one croissant at a time. All the best for Strike Accord. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.